This is Susan V. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out, and it's the next installment of Shrink Wrap. We've sort of upped the ante for the holidays because Dr. Paul Hochmeier has a lot to say about all things Christmas. Today's question, is Santa good for kids? Hey, Dr. Paul, thanks for joining me.
Hi there, Susan. Pleasure.
So let's get down to business. In what ways is the Santa myth positive and good for kids?
Well, we can look at the Santa myth like we can look at other myths that are good in our lives. So I think that Santa Claus represents a number of positive things that our kids could benefit from learning. For instance, Santa is selfless, right? He spends his whole year doing nothing but getting ready for the one day where he just goes around and gives, and gives with nothing in return. So there's this incredible sense of compassion, and there's a incredible sense of selflessness, too, that goes along with it. So I think it's important for us to teach our kids about compassion and about being selfless and about the joy that comes not really from getting, but from giving. I think that that's an incredibly valuable lesson that we can teach our kids.
Okay. In what ways might the Santa myth be not so good for kids?
Well, I think when we tie it to commercialism, I think that's not great. When we tie it to the acquisition of things, of objects. We talked before quite extensively about, you know, attaching to objects and how that's not beneficial for us. And that's not something that we want to teach our kids. We don't want to teach our kids that Christmas is about gifts and it's about getting gifts and it's about making the lists of all the things that they want. So I think that that's not a positive thing. I also think that it's positive for kids to be able to grow through the myth of Santa Claus, that it's something that families can do to come together to, again, talk about the positive attributes of Santa Claus, like compassion and selflessness, and then having, you know, having the opportunity to walk through that with your kids and to teach them about not attaching to concepts, about bigger ideas, about even the whole idea of mythology and and what things, mythologies serve a purpose in our lives, and those are to guide and direct and inspire us.
Okay, wonderful, thank you. How should a parent deal with myth busting when the myth is as big as Santa and the Easter Bunny? You know, when a kid comes home from school crying because of what Johnny said? Does the answer differ depending on the age and stage of life of the kid?
Well, it definitely depends upon the age and stage in life of the kid. I mean, I think that it's something that kids should outgrow. Kids should definitely outgrow the, you know, the idea that Santa Claus is this real person who lives in the North Pole and goes down chimneys and is able to manipulate time and space. I think it's important to talk to kids, and it's a great opportunity to talk to kids about how people have different ideas and different belief systems, and that regardless of people's belief systems, that we all need to coexist in the world. So somebody can believe in Santa Claus and somebody cannot believe in Santa Claus, and it's all well and good. It's all fine. The point is that, you know, that when kids grow up, they're going to live in a different world, where a world where people have differences in opinion about, as we know, as adults, a wide variety of things.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Terrific. Let's end on a really positive note with all the good cultural lessons Santa and his myth has to impart.
Yeah, I think we touched on a lot of it. I think we touched on the concept of compassion. I think we touched on the notion of selflessness. I think that there's a sense of teamwork, that Santa has his team of elves, and, you know, it's not just Santa who gets all this done, it's Ms. Claus and all the little elves who are able to pull it together to make this happen. There's a sense of responsibility that Santa shows up and gets it done, even in the worst of blizzards. And so there's a lot of positive that can come out of this. You know, I was thinking about this in mythology, and the mythology that we all know about is the myth of Narcissus. Narcissus basically died because he was so self-absorbed and was not compassionate and was not selfless. And Santa Claus is basically the opposite of Narcissus, that basically that he's all about giving and he's all about selflessness. So I think that there's a lot of positive that can come from Santa.
Okay. Then we will end on that upbeat note with a ho, ho, ho between us.
Ho, ho, ho.
This is Susan V. Brock, Telluride, Inside and Out. thanking Dr. Paul Hochmeier for chatting with me again. The subject has been, Is Santa Good for Kids? And from both of us to all of you, Merry Christmas.
Merry, Merry. Thanks, Susan.
Thank you.